Hey folks, what's happening? I'm Will Burdett. I'm the program coordinator of the Digital Writing and Research Lab at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm also a recent graduate of the PhD program in English with a concentration in rhetoric and digital literacies. I'm going to reflect here for a little bit on my use of the term sound writing to describe some of the work that I've done in my time at UT. Sound writing is a translation back from phonograph, which came from the Greek words for sound and writing. So lots of people have used some version of the word sound writing, and I don't want to stake any particular claim to it, but I think it does have extra meaning for people who teach writing because sound writing can also mean writing that's well constructed. And so for those of us who work at the intersection of writing instruction and multimedia, the multifaceted meanings of sound writing create, you know, a particular resonance. When I first got to UT in 2007, I was thinking about all of this, all of these resonances, and I took classes that allowed me to research sound, and I did research into dictation and sound writing machines starting around 2008. And that's about the same time that I started writing papers and giving conference presentations. And between 2008 and 2012, I gave several conference presentations on sound writing. I started out writing about Earl Stanley Gardner's dictation practices. He was the one who wrote all of the Perry Mason books and TV shows. I looked at audio recording from an accessibility perspective and from the perspective of creating sort of robust multimedia ecologies. I wrote about Allen Ginsberg's experiments with sound writing in his poem Wichita Vortex Sutra, which he recorded in a van as he drove across Kansas. Then, on August 26, 2010, I registered the domains writingwithsound.com and soundwriting.org, and I continued writing about sound at a blog that I hosted at soundwriting.org. I ramped up my research and really started to think seriously about how to incorporate sound into the writing classroom and into scholarship in rhetoric and writing. The DWRL put out a special issue of Currents in Electronic Literacy on Writing with Sound in 2011. I also designed a class called Sound Writing in Digital Spaces in 2012, and that's now part of our undergraduate curriculum, and Professor Casey Boyle teaches it as Writing with Sound. Before that, I designed and taught a class called Remixing Rhetoric, and that was around 2008. And before I officially adopted the term sound writing, I used the term remixing a lot more. And those of you in rhetoric and composition will remember the Four C's in New Orleans that had the theme of remix. And I believe that was in 2008. By 2011, I was more or less done with the term remix, and I had moved on to using the term sound writing to encompass many of the activities that I was doing. And since then, I've been doing a lot of building infrastructure in the Digital Writing and Research Lab to facilitate sound writing and to support faculty who want to teach it and who want to use audio in their scholarship. I've also been training graduate students in the practice and a number of interviews with scholars and podcasts and other audio projects have come out of the lab in the last several years. So my usage of the term has ebbed and flowed, but hard evidence seems to point to the registration of the domain names on August 26, 2010 as being sort of like peak sound writing for me. But I probably first used the term in 2008, 2009, about the time that Cynthia Self's article, The Movement of Air, The Breath of Meaning, Orality, and Multimodal Composing came out. Now, typically around here, we just talk about it as writing with sound because that's the name of the course that we teach. And, you know, that's how it's listed in the course catalog. But the term sound writing still has quite a bit of resonance with me.